Key, this is N5NAV. We have another silent key that we hate to bring these out and hate to have these things happen, but it's going to happen to everyone and sometimes. So anyway, this is Chief Petty Officer John Ralston Stevenson, United States Coast Guard retired, WA5KKO. He was born July the 24th, 1934, passed away on December 24th, 2013. He was 79 years old and he passed away in Hillsboro at the Hill Regional Hospital in Hillsboro. Funeral services were held at 2 p.m. Saturday, January 4th. 2014 at Marshall and Marshall Funeral Director's Chapel in Hillsboro with Mr. Glenn McDonald officiating. Burial followed at Ridge Park Cemetery in Hillsboro. He was the son of Claude and Aura Stevenson. John was raised in Oak Cliff area of Dallas. He attended Sunset High School and joined the Marines at the age of 17. He served his country in the Korean War, and after his discharge from the Marines, he met Jean Moore of Hillsboro when she almost hit him with her car at a hamburger drive-in in Dallas. They were married on February 4th, 1956. Missing the military life, John joined the Coast Guard and served on various ships and lighthouses until his retirement from the service in 1973. This N5NAV. His job led he and his family to live in many different places, such as New Orleans, Alabama, Alaska, and Boston. John was stationed in Okinawa, Japan for several years in the 1960s. He worked on a Loran station, which was crucial to ocean navigation in the days before GPS. After his retirement from the military, John and Jean and their two children moved to Hillsboro and eventually settled in Woodbury. John worked with Tom Paris at Tom's Tire for many years before getting the job with the post office as a rural route carrier for Route 2. Following his retirement from the post office, John volunteered at Tom's Tire for many years, and he worked on lawnmowers and vehicle inspections. But rumor has it he mostly sat in the office with Tom, trading stories and drinking coffee. This is N5NAV. John had a great sense of humor and was willing to help others whenever he could. He will be greatly missed. He was preceded in death by his parents and his beloved wife, Jean. Survivors include his son, Johnny Stevenson, and wife, Sheila, of Gordo, Alabama, daughter, Amy Stevenson, of Hillsboro, grandson, Chris Stevenson, and wife, Heather, of Virginia, granddaughter Jessica Stevenson of Gordo, Alabama, and six grandsons, Cameron, Jack, Max, Nat, Logan, and Luke. Time we'll have a verse of scripture. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Bow our heads for a word of prayer for the family. And dear Lord, we just thank you for this day, and we thank you for John as he's left us now, Lord, and gone to your places. And we just pray, Lord, that you'll go with his family at this time during this sorrow. We just pray that you'll uplift them, Lord, and give them strength during this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Jim.